proclamation number 8722 dated the January 11th, 1964. Lack of knowledge and disbelief in God's address. You will know the truth if you allow yourselves to be taught by me. But you humans usually don't know about this self-evident process because Roman 1, as your father, will always speak to my children if only you are willing to listen to me. You need never fear that error will be conveyed to you, for I'm truth myself. Nevertheless, you must also gratefully accept and utilize my great gift of grace, otherwise you cannot be given the knowledge which grants you an insight into all spheres. For this reason I can only ever provide this knowledge to people who will certainly make correct use of this spiritual wealth, who will accept it into their hearts and also take care to distribute it with the best of intentions and to the best of their ability. The acceptance of my word from above therefore commits the recipient to passing on what is conveyed to him from me and what his fellow human beings urgently need for the maturing of their souls. But then he can also rest assured that he will find my every support, since I truly know how urgently people need to be informed of my word because they require both strength as well as light and both are offered to them in the form of my word. Yet the person being offered my delectable spiritual information must also be willing to accept it. It always depends on free will as to whether it will be a blessing for him, whether he will receive light and strength and progress in his development. Many a person will enjoy the spiritual bread with real hunger and refresh himself with the living water. And he will truly draw strength from the word and mature psychologically. For others it will be mere reading material which is taken in more by the intellect than the heart, hence the same degree of strength and light cannot flow to them because their will desires nothing else but to acquire knowledge which might just as well be called worldly knowledge even if its contents are spiritual. But the soul does not make beneficial use of it. Only the person's intellect reflects on it and chooses spiritual topics because he is inwardly urged by the soul, but he does not impart to the soul the spiritual nourishment it needs. However, I know the adversity the souls on earth will suffer if they receive no obvious support from my side. Hence I try to speak to the souls in a fatherly way, so that they feel like children and subsequently approach me trustingly. Then I can nourish them with the bread of heaven, I can lead them to the spring where they can draw the living water. People's lack of knowledge about the divine revelations serves as evidence for how distant they still are from their father and that they have not established the right relationship of a child to me. For the right bond with me makes it seem quite natural to them that they can converse with the Father. And they listen to what I say to them. The decisive factor is always the will to be closely connected to me and to be accepted by me as a child which the Father wants to please at all times. And this requires firm faith in me as its God and Creator, who wants to please his children with love. In that case the person will also find the thought acceptable that the father communicates with his child and he will appreciate divine revelations and heed them as the only truth. This is the easiest path of return to me for a human being in earthly life, for if this path is taken, whereby the human being closely unites with his father as a child, the father will take complete possession of him and no longer leave him to the adversary. For then I will be entitled to my once created being, since it will want to join me once again and will acknowledge me as its God and Father. But when the end is near, almost no human being will believe that God is revealing himself. He will see me as a very distant being, if he still believes in the power which gave him life. and yet I will only be trying to gain my once created being's trust so that it will hand itself over to me as a child and thus establish the necessary bond with me in order to hear my loving words. Then it will only depend on the person as to how he receives and utilizes my divine revelations. Yet the fact that he receives them will also assure him light and strength which will never be ineffective. The fact that I can speak to him will also signify him as a servant in my vineyard, for then he will conscientiously accomplish all tasks which I assign to him. He will no longer live a separate life from me on earth but will work with me as my servant and, time and again, be spoken to as a child which is dearly loved by its father, which also reciprocates his love. Then nothing will be able to separate the child from its father, then the person will have reached the goal on account of which he lives on earth, he will be and remain united with the father for all eternity. Amen.